আসসালামু আলাইকুম রাহমাতুল্লাহি ওয়া বারাকাতুহু নাহমাদুহু ওয়া নুসাল্লি আলা রাসূলিল কারীম আম্মা বাদ দিস ইজ আন আদ শরীফ দ্যাট ওয়াজ কম্পোজড বাই হযরত শাহ মুহাম্মদ আহমদ সাহেব রাহমাতুল্লাহ আলাইহ দ্যাট গ্রেট আশিক অফ আল্লাহ এন্ড হিজ রাসূল সাল্লাল্লাহু আলাইহি সাল্লাম আই হ্যাভ রিসাইটেড ইট মেনি টাইমস বাট ইট সিমস দ্যাট দিস ইজ দ্য ওয়ান দ্যাট ইজ কামিং বিফোর আস Recently also in Madina Sharif, must have been twice or thrice that I recited the same poetry. But every time that we read it, it gives us inspiration, himmat, courage, to practice upon the Quran and the Sunnah, to increase our love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it has been composed by an Arif Billah. The one who has recognized Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam a gaya, jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam a gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam a gaya, jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam a gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam a gaya, a gaya anbiya ka imam a gaya, a gaya anbiya ka imam a gaya, leke faizan darus salam a gaya, jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam a gaya, doston zindagi ka payam a gaya, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam a gaya, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, doston zindagi ka payam a gaya. When the name Muhammad comes upon our lips, it is not just a name. Message of life or direction in life, how we should lead or conduct ourselves in this world, how we should behave, how we should act, how we should deal, how we should fulfill the rights of parents, of children, of wives, and the wives of their husbands, how we should transact our businesses, how we should conduct our marriages, how we should undertake our walimas, how we should talk, how we should eat, how we should drink, what is that we can wear, and what are those clothes that, or which clothes we cannot wear, what kinds of food we can eat and which kinds of food we cannot eat, which women we can marry and which women we must have nothing to do with, there must be no illicit love relationship. Now all the detail aspects, everything that a person will be faced with in his life, he says is in this one word, in this one name, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam a gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam a gaya. Because there is no one in this world whose life has been recorded as the life of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself declared Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam as the messenger unto the worlds, kaffatal linnas, for all of mankind. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was an example. He is the role model. When we say that who is your role model, the role model of a Muslim should be Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After that, whosoever follows Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam as closely as possible. So then to reach Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we try to follow those people who direct us on that same path that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took the Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Anybody who takes you in any other direction, then we distance ourselves. Quran and Sunnah, that should be our guide. So, dosto, zindagi ka payam aa gaya. And then again, that whole history opens before our eyes. That those who obeyed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them success, victory, dominance. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put their love into the hearts of people around the globe. How Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put the empires at their feet. And in obedience to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how they themselves found peace, tranquility, serenity, joy and happiness in their lives. So, dosto, zindagi ka payam aa gaya. This is that important point, that when we say Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it is not just a name. Amongst us we have many who have the name Muhammad, they have the name Ahmad, they have other names. But when we take the name of Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya. If only we could understand that, that there is a whole message in it. It is not just singing phrases with our tongues and with our lips. It is practical action that this word demands. The name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately gives us a payam, a message. There is an invitation in it towards obedience to Allah Ta'ala and Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we want Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's help, His nusrat, His madad. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya. آ گیا انبیاء کا امام آ گیا آ گیا انبیاء کا امام آ گیا لے کے فیضان دار السلام آ گیا جب زبان پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا. He was the Imam al-Anbiya. In the night of Miraj, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gathered the arwah of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, or presented all of them. And the Imam of all the Anbiya, Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made the imamat. And every Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he informed his people of the coming of Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Tawrat there is mention of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. In the Zabur there is mention of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. In the Injil there is mention of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. So many times. So no matter how much a person tries to conceal this fact, but he will not succeed. So, aa gaya anbiya ka imam aa gaya. Leke faizane darus salam aa gaya. پا گیا حاصل زندگی پا گیا حاصل زندگی در پہ آقا کے جس دم غلام آ گیا جب زبان پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا. What it means is that the person, if he really wants to live in this world in a manner that is pleasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he wants to live the life of a true human being, a true Muslim, so then he has to become the ghulam of Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no other way. As I've mentioned many times, that when a person is in chains, when he is in prison, when he is asleep, so there is great amount of hardship, great amount of difficulty for him. But to become the slave of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the person is as if he has attained true freedom. In the slavery of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the person attains true freedom. Outwardly it appears like the person has become a slave, but in reality he is the one who has attained true freedom. Otherwise the person who is an ghulam and a slave of his nafs, then his life is miserable, because nafs will drag him down the gutters of shame and disgrace and humiliation and suffering. The person will have no peace, no happiness, no contentment and satisfaction, because he has become the slave of his nafs. Now the nafs is the slave of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and now this person has become the slave of the slave of Allah ta'ala. So how can he have peace? How can he have happiness? He must become the slave of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dar pe aqa ke jis dam ghulam aa gaya, jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya anbiya ka imam aa gaya, leke faizan darus salam aa gaya, zulm rukhsat hua adl qaim hua, zulm rukhsat hua adl qaim hua, ishq ke haath mein intizam aa gaya, jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya. There was so much of injustice around the world, so much of injustice in Arabia itself. The women had no rights, the children had no rights, the orphans had no rights, the widows had no rights, everybody was suppressed. Whosoever had some kind of power, then he ruled. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came and established justice. Justice all around. We see the effects of that even up till today. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the society that he established in Madina Sharif, and that teaching of his which spread throughout the world, we see the effects of that up till now in Makkah Mukarramah Madina Tayyibah. Up till now the person can see the effects of that. No matter how much the crime rate may have increased in other parts of the world, but still the lowest crime rate you will find in Makkah Mukarramah Madina Tayyibah. And it is not just that because there was a chopping of the hand business that put that kind of fear, that now the people are not touching the goods and merchandise and gold and silver because their hands will get cut. There will be a percentage of people who will be scared of their hands getting cut. But the majority of the people, it's that iman that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam built up. The teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which developed the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala and the khawf of Allah Ta'ala in the hearts of the people, and the conscience realization that there is a day of judgment. In this world we can get away with a lot of things. How much of police force can you keep on increasing? They say employ more police, more police, more police, but I keep saying then you need so much more police to police that police. Every time you employ more, then you have to have another whole squad to police that police. Every time there's a corruption squad that has been established, then you have to establish another one to check that they are not corrupt. So the Muslim, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a khawf in his heart, and that muhabbat, and that realization that there is a day of judgment, we like it or not, we have to answer for our doings. Jaisi karni, vaisi bharni hai zarur, na maane to karke dekh. Jannat bhi hai, dozakh bhi hai, na maane to mar ke dekh. So that khauf of standing before Allah Ta'ala on the day of judgment. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. The person who feared standing before Allah Ta'ala on the day of judgment. And he restrained himself, he withheld his nafs. In other words, from the fulfillment of evil passions and desires, he restrained himself. Then Jannat is his abode. So that is what keeps the people away. How much of things a person can steal if he wishes to. The people, some in many, many shops up till now, they just put a bed sheet over their goods and they go on for salat. Now can you do that here in Durban? Try it out. Even a needle is left behind, then you can. So what is it? It is that teaching of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from that time up till now. So justice, you see, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam established justice. Honesty came, truthfulness came, fulfillment of the rights of everyone. We have to discuss this in detail. We can go on for hours. Let's complete it and do some zikrullah. This is also part of zikrullah. ظلم رخصت ہوا عدل قائم ہوا ظلم رخصت ہوا عدل قائم ہوا عشق کے ہاتھ میں انتظام آ گیا جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوست و زندگی کا پیام آ گیا آپ کی مدح انسان کیا کر سکے آپ کی مدح انسان کیا کر سکے عرش سے جب درود و سلام آ گیا آپ کی مدح انسان کیا کر سکے عرش سے جب درود و سلام آ گیا Where can man ever do justice to the praises of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم عرش سے جب درود و سلام آ گیا Allah Ta'ala declared in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم So Allah Ta'ala declared in the Quran إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is living from all times and He will live forever and ever. There is no beginning and no end. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, there's no beginning, there's no end. So imagine from when Durood and Salam is coming upon Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His angels, billions and billions of them, no count, countless angels sending Durood and Salam upon Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we don't send, are we going to cause any kind of harm? Or will it decrease the greatness of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? We are doing ourselves a favor when we are reciting Durood Sharif upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So he said, آپ کی مدح انسان کیا کر سکے When Allah Ta'ala has praised Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in so many ayat of the Quran Sharif, and when durood and salam is coming upon him, so where can we really do justice to the praises of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam? جب زبان پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا دور ظلمت ہوئی دل منور ہوا دور ظلمت ہوئی دل منور ہوا جب مدینے میں ماہ تمام آ گیا، دور ظلمت ہوئی دل منور ہوا، جب مدینے میں ماہ تمام آ گیا، جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا، دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا۔ حضرت انس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سٹیج پر نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام left Makkah al-Mukarramah, everything went dark. It seemed like total darkness engulfed Makkah al-Mukarramah. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam entered Medina Sharif, it was as if everything lit up. Noor all round. Just the coming of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and it was as if the darkness of Medina Sharif was gone. And everything lit up. Noor everywhere. Noor zulmatui. And then also the darkness of kufr went, the darkness of shirk went, the darkness of bid'at went, the darkness of zina, the darkness of fornication, darkness of sins, all disappeared when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's message came into the hearts of the people, and they became radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us that kind of muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I keep on saying that this muhabbat is farz. The muhabbat of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is as much farz as namaz is farz, roza is farz, zakat is farz, hajj is farz. The muhabbat and the love of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is equally farz. That much muhabbat a person must have, which will restrain him from everything that is indecent, haram, shameless, obscene, displeasing to Allah ta'ala. And that much muhabbat which will make the person do all those ibadat, zikr, tilawat, whatever is necessary in life. If the person doesn't have that kind of muhabbat, he will not be able to undertake it. He'll always say, very difficult, very difficult. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the himmat and the courage. Shukr hai darde dil mustaqil ho gaya, ab to shayad mera dil bhi dil ho gaya. What is required is that the darde dil must become mustaqil. It must settle in the heart. That pain of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's love must settle in the heart. We must not be little while friends of shaitan and other times friends of Allah ta'ala. Ganga ka shnan bhi kiya, Kaaba ka tawaf bhi, khush rahe Rahman bhi, razi rahe shaitan bhi. So we can't have like that. That please shaitan also and please Allah ta'ala also. You please only Allah ta'ala. People go to Makkah al-Mukarramah and come back. And many a times people say that, why, how can you ever go there? Don't you know what you are doing in this world? The person who is a very sinful person, they say, you shouldn't even go there. Ghalib also said the same thing. Kis muh se Kaaba jaoge? Ghalib, sharm tumko magar nahi aati. He said, Ghalib, with which face are you going to go to the Kaaba Sharif? Don't you feel ashamed? Don't you know what your eyes have seen, what your ears have heard, what your tongues have spoken? Don't you know what actions you have undertaken? And all of us know whatever we have done. So he said, how can we go to that place? So the Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, whose poetry you just heard, so he said, I changed it. Main isi muh se Kaaba jaunga, sharm ko khaak mein milaunga. You talking about feeling ashamed to go there and that I shouldn't go there because I have committed so much of sins in my life. I will go there with the same face of mine. Main isi muh se Kaaba jaunga, sharm ko khaak mein milaunga. Ro ro ke main unko manaunga, apni bigdi yu banaunga. Ro ro ke unko manaunga, apni bigdi yu banaunga. But when I go there, what am I going to do? I'm going to do only shopping, fill up my bags. I'm going to cry before Allah Ta'ala there. I'm going to express remorse, shame, regret. Ya Allah, I've come to Kaaba Sharif with that same face. But I haven't come here to justify any of my sins or brag about my evil way of life. I've come here to cry over those sins of mine. I'm ashamed that I displeased my Creator. the one who blessed me with my sight, hearing and speech, I displeased him. So I've come here now to make amends. So the person says, I will go there, but I will cry before Allah Ta'ala. I will make sincere tawbah. As I've repeatedly said, it will be like putting the clothes into the washing machine, like how you put the clothes into the washing machine and then you press the button and the drum rotates and extracts all the dirt from those dirty clothes. In the same way, I'm going to go into tawaf. I will put my heart into that machine. And with every tawaf and with the recitation of the different du'as and tasbihat, the dirt will be extracted from my heart. And I will return from there clean. In other words, when I return, then I will make sure that whoever's rights I have suppressed, whoever's things I have stolen, whoever's property I have taken unjustly, whichever widows and orphans' property I have digested, whichever customers and clients' things I have taken without justification, or robbed them or cheated them, then I will make sure that I will go and repay to whomsoever whatever is due. That is that sincere tawbah. I will perform my salat now. I will stay away from haram. I will give zakat, I will fast, etc., etc. So then that shows that this person, he went there and he made his bigri. The bigri you banaunga. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Otherwise it will be just tourism business. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Put the fence.
غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ illallah. La ilaha 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 illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allahu Allah, 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 Allah,
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ae khuda e bandara ruswa makun garbadam man sirre man paida makun. O Allah, don't allow any kind of embarrassment, shame, disgrace, humiliation, suffering to come upon this servant of yours. Haji Ibn Abdullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, whole night in Haram Sharif, he read this, that, Ya Allah, don't allow any kind of embarrassment to come upon me. I know that I am very, very sinful, but don't expose my sins. The pious ones, the righteous ones who are not committing sins, they are saying that, Ya Allah, don't expose our sins. And we who commit sins day and night, we are unconcerned. If only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has to open up before our families and our friends and our neighbors and our society the dark, dark deeds that we commit in our lives, we won't be able to raise our face. What ihsan and fazl of Allah Ta'ala that He concealed our sins. Otherwise, mankind will see, the world will see, how many people indulging in adultery, fornication, drugs, drinks, wine, women, watching the filth on the porn sites and on the television screens. If Allah Ta'ala has to expose that to everybody, what will be our condition?
E khuda e bandara ruswa makun karbadam man sirre man paida makun. कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ. कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ. वो हो जाए मेरा, मैं हो जाऊं उसका, यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ. वो हो जाए मेरा, मैं हो जाऊं उसका, यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ. दिल को अगर चमकाना हो तो कर लो जिक्र इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाह. दिल को अगर चमकाना हो तो कर लो जिक्र इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाह. सोचो जरा फिरौन के घर में मूसा को पाला किसने. गौर करो मछली के शिकम में यूनुस को रखा किसने. पहले आग में डाला फिर आग को फूल किया किसने. उसके नाम की गुन गाते हैं इब्राहिम खलीलुल्लाह इल्लल्लाह illallah, 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 illallah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil mursaleen, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Akramal Akrameen, Ya Ghiyasal Mustaghithin, Ya Rahimal Masakeen, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith. O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah, O my most beautiful Allah, we have extended our begging bowls before you after taking your Mubarak name, reciting Salat and Salam upon Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, in this majlis of zikr, we are raising our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, we acknowledge that indeed we are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. Day and night we use your bounties for your disobedience. Mere Allah, اب گنہ گار ہے سیاہ کار ہے بدکار ہے مجرم اور خطا کار ہے ہم سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے we are your slaves my Allah we are your servants my beloved Allah where do we go there is no one else for us that we can turn towards Ya Allah you blessed us with Islam and Iman without us deserving my beloved Allah we made absolutely no effort to get Islam and Iman You gave it to us without us deserving. Ya Allah, you blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech, all the organs of our body functioning without us deserving. We didn't pay anything for it, my beloved Allah. We made no mujahada and effort for it. Ya Allah, you gave it to us without us deserving. Ya Allah, therefore we are seeking from your forgiveness also, although we know we don't deserve it. Ya Allah, bless us with forgiveness. Ya Allah, bless us with forgiveness. We are indeed ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Ya Allah, but where else can we go? If you had not blessed us with Iman and Islam, Ya Allah, we don't know in which church we would have been ringing bells. Ya Allah, we don't know before which idol we would have been folding our hands. We don't know whether we would have been atheist or communist or what we would have been. Mere Allah, kis gutter line ke andar hum pade hue hote, hame kuch pata nahi. Mere Allah, you blessed us with Iman and Islam. Such great gifts and ni'mats of yours. We have shown no appreciation for this great ni'mat. But Ya Allah, we are ashamed. We are ashamed. Mere Allah, Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. We are turning towards you because we have recognized you as our Rabb. We have recognized you as our sustainer. We have recognized you as our Khaliq and our Malik. My beloved Allah, we are therefore turning towards you. We are extending our begging bowls before you. My beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. My beloved Allah, you dearly love those sinful ones who turn towards you, express remorse, regret over their sins, and seek forgiveness. Ya Allah, something that is beloved to you is the forgiveness of sins. Therefore, we are presenting our sins before you, my beloved Allah. exchange it with your rahmat, with your mercy, with your forgiveness. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Ah, my beloved Allah, daily we commit sins knowingly. We know that it is haram. We know it is forbidden. We know it is sinful. We know it is displeasing to you. We know, my beloved Allah, that it is displeasing to Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Despite knowing, we, Ya Allah, we continue sinning. Vere pyare Allah, ab to have maaf kar de. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, when we drew the curtains in the hotel rooms or in our homes or any other place, and we thought that now no one is watching us, we considered everybody else to be of sight and the only one to be blind to be you. Yet you are the one who gave billions of people sight. Vere Allah, how stupid and foolish we are when we think that nobody is watching us. It is just your kindness and your tolerance and your forgiveness and your generosity that you do not seize us there and then. Had you seized us there and then, what would have happened to us? Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of disgrace, of humiliation, of embarrassment and of shame. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan, our declared enemies, whom we have made our friends, our bosom friends. Vere Allah, nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri panah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri panah. Ya Allah, we seek your protection from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, who else is there that can protect us besides you? Ya Allah, keep us under the shade of your rahmat and your mercy and kindness. Ey mere pyare Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we know that the moment we get forgiveness for our sins, our condition of life will change. Ya Allah, we are therefore turning towards you. We want a change in our life. We don't wish to be the slaves of nafs and shaitan. We want to be your slaves, my Allah. We want to be the slave of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the taste of your marifat, of your qurb, of your closeness, of your muhabbat. Ey Allah, give us the taste of your closeness. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Ya Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Ey Allah, the pious ones, the righteous ones, the sahaba-i-kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, the anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, the awliya, the qutub, the ghaus, the abdals, they do everything that is pleasing to you, and then they shed tears and say, we haven't been able to do justice. Ya Allah, we do everything that is displeasing to you, and we brag and we laugh and we make a big joke of our sins, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, jab hum hans hans kar guna karte hain, us waqt hamare iman ka hal kya hoga? When we enjoy sins, my beloved Allah, where would our iman be at that time? Ay Allah, accidental sins were committed by many in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, even the pious ones. Lekin mere Allah, we deliberately commit, we are persistent in our sins. But tonight we are seeking a change in our lives. Change the condition of our hearts. Change the direction of our lives. Give us an enjoyment in the same things that the Sahaba-i-Kiram enjoyed. The Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, Ya Allah, in whatever their enjoyment was, give us enjoyment in those very things. Ya Allah, what they hated and what they disliked, put the hatred and dislike of those things into our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. یا اللہ, یو ہیو گیون مین دا آرٹ اینڈ دا سائنس آف ٹرانسپلانٹ آف ہارٹ. Our hearts have gone beyond the stage of bypass. Ya Allah, our arteries are clogged, but even a bypass is not going to help. Our hearts are damaged so severely and badly. We need a transplant of a spiritually sound heart. It's not difficult for you, my beloved Allah. When those who came from the backgrounds of kufr and shirk, Ya Allah, the Sahaba-e-Kiram, they came from the backgrounds of kufr and shirk. Some from the Nasara, some from the Yahud, some from the Munafiqeen. But when you bless them with Iman, Ya Allah, you raise them to the status of radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum. That same Umar who set out to assassinate Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his sword. Ya Allah, he becomes Amirul Mu'mineen. And he sleeps next to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. In the Rosa Mubarak of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That garden of Jannat, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And so many sahabas. They became radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum. Very Allah, what is it difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts? Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu? Badal de mera rasta dil badal de. How long am I going to walk on the surface of the earth like a hypocrite, my beloved Allah? Change the condition of our lives. Change the direction of our lives. My beloved Allah, bless us all with good health. Whosoever is sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. Ya Allah, bless us with spiritual health and physical health. We are sick and ailing, my beloved Allah. There are so many who have undergone operations, so many are in hospitals, so many are in clinics, in homes. Ya Allah, amongst our family members, there are so many who are sick and ailing, so many amongst our friends, and so many in the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, mankind who are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, bless everyone with shifa. Ya Allah, sab ko shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, bless them with complete shifa. There is definitely effect in dua and dawa. But shifa and cure, my beloved Allah, is in your hands. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur, marizo ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein hai. Bless us with spiritual health and physical health. Clean our hearts of all the impurities that have embedded itself. Clean our hearts of pride, of arrogance, of envy and jealousy, of malice, of greed, of pride. My beloved Allah, clean our hearts of evil passions and desires. Oh, my beloved Allah, remove the difficulties and hardships of mankind around the globe. Ya Allah, bless each and every one with hidayat and with guidance. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannat. Ya Allah, those who have become obstinate, stubborn, they have made up their minds, they will continue with the persecution of the Muslim Ummah. They will continue with the torture and tyranny. They will continue imprisoning them. Oh, my beloved Allah, they will continue bulldozing their homes and bombarding them. Then, my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the nations of the past. Ya Allah, send gale force winds against them. Send flood waters against them. Cause the earth to shake below the feet. Ya Allah, cause the planes to crash, the ships to sink. Create chaos in their kingdoms, my beloved Allah. Ay Allah, give them a taste of what they are giving to the Muslims. Ay Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Give the Muslim Ummah the tawfiq to make amal on the teachings of yours and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know, my beloved Allah, it is our weakness, our shortcoming, our faults. We haven't done justice, my beloved Allah. We are at the door of Islam. We do not have in our lives that which will attract others into the fold of Islam. Where Allah humare hal par raham farma, karam farma. Allah bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our time, in the wealth, and in everything that you bless us with. Ya Allah, in this country also the crime situation is out of control. So much of murders, hijackings, killings, accidents. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. Change the conditions of insecurity to that of security. The conditions of insecurity to that of security. Ya Allah, conditions of adversity to that of prosperity. Ya Allah, bless everybody with sukoon, with peace, with tranquility. Oh my beloved Allah, fear has gripped the hearts of everyone in this country. Ya Allah, we know this is an azab because of our sins. Lekin mere Allah, don't punish us. You don't love punishment. And don't even test us, my beloved Allah. We know that sometimes sicknesses, accidents and other things can be a test. Hold-ups and hijackings can be a test. But oh my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us. Ey Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. Protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our lives and properties, that of our children, our families and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Open the doors of your maghfirat for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the doors of your mercy for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, overlook the shortcomings, the weaknesses and the faults of the ummah. Unite the hearts of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, there's disunity, friction all over the world. Ya Allah, no two persons seem to have any kind of happiness. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives, of parents and children, of brothers and sisters, family members and ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ey mere pyare Allah, you are the only one who can create that unity of hearts. Sabko nek bana de aur ek bana de. Oh my beloved Allah, have mercy upon us. We are turning towards you, my Allah. You are listening to us this very moment. You are watching us this very moment. You are even aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds this very moment. Nothing is hidden from your sight and from your knowledge. Ey Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. Make a decision of complete change for us tonight. Ey Allah, protect all institutions of deen. Jitne bhi deeni idare hai sab ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, tabligh o daawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Jo ijtema hone wala hai usko qubool farma. Gasht taaleem ko qubool farma. Masajid madaris ki mehnat qubool farma. Khanqao ki mehnat qubool farma. Whoever is engaged in the work of deen, bless them with ikhlas in their actions. Ya Allah, unko maqbooliyat naseeb farma. Ey mere pyare Allah, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Before our very eyes we are seeing young, fit, healthy people suddenly departing, my beloved Allah. No warning signs, suddenly the angel of death strikes and they are gone. We don't know where we are going to die. How are we going to die? When the angel of death is going to visit us, then how can we be in haram actions and deeds? Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, adultery, fornication, watching some filthy film, reading some filthy magazine, taking drugs, drinking, gambling, or any kind of haram action. What kind of embarrassment that will bring upon us and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore we are seeking protection in you, my beloved Allah. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah, at the rosa of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with as salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله يا الله let our souls depart let our janazas be in Masjid Nabawi عليه الصلاة والسلام يا الله let the muazzin announce As-salatu al-mayyit. Ya Allah, bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. So that when the winds of rahmat blow over that graveyard, we too may be forgiven. But if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, Rasul e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us. How much he cried for us. How much he loved us, my beloved Allah. How much of sacrifices he made for us. How much of his blood was shed for us. Ya Allah, what difficulties and hardships he underwent for the sake of the Ummah. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida. Mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Hajr Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha, Rukne Yamani chu karke jo manga tha, Wataf mein chal kar jo manga tha, Hatib mein nawaze pad kar jo manga tha, Mizab rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga, Multazam se chibat karke jo manga. How much he cried at the Multazam, my Allah. Behind the Muqam Ibrahim, the duas that he made after Zamzam on Safa and Marwa in Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifa. How much he begged for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our wives and children, parents and the Ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us. At the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires, the wishes, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand this part of the night before you after this majlis of Tawbah and Zikr. Ya Allah, you are well aware. You look into hearts and you are well aware of their desires. We cannot ask for everyone exactly what he needs. Ya Allah, fulfill their wishes, their desires, their good aspirations. Jitni bhi nek tamanna hai unki usko pura kar de. And oh my beloved Allah, which person doesn't seem to have any difficulty or problem these days? You are well aware of the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the tests and the trials, the sicknesses, the diseases, the weakness. Whatever poverty or anything else that a person is suffering who has raised his or her hand this part of the night, having great hope in you of acceptance of duas. Ya Allah, remove those difficulties, those hardships, those problems, that suffering. Mere Allah unki takalif, musibat aur pareshaniyon ko apne fazl o karam se dur kar de. We are turning towards you, my beloved Allah. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول کر دے. Those who have passed away, fill the graves with noor. Those who have become shaheed, ya Allah, bless them with highest stages in Jannah. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين